One could be really corny and say the city has gone to the dogs, or worse, observe that the placement of a collection of colourful canines around town is a doggone unusual idea. Now, I wouldn't say that, not me. But since I brought it up, let's parley about the pooches, since there does seem to be a proliferation of pups all over New Orleans. Every day that passes, I swear a new one pops up. While their shapes are clearly identical, each of the four-legged critters on our streets sports a unique kind of painted finish. That's because a whole series of artists and sculptors have put their playful palettes on their chosen Mardi Gras bead dog. And you have to admit, they do make you smile. They make the artist smile, too.
I do the dog because it's fun. It's fun, and children can approach it. Adults can approach it. It speaks to a broad audience. There's a component of laughter to it, that it's standing up. It mirrors ourselves. It sort of looks like a person, and it's standing up. It has beads in its mouth. It's got beads on its arms. And hopefully, when people see it, and they could say, wow, this kind of looks like me.
That's Norhan Gakturk, who decided he wanted to participate in the Louisiana SPCA's Paws on Parade public art project to raise awareness for animal welfare. An urban designer with a master's degree from Harvard and an architect's degree from the Pratt Institute, Norhan developed the first New Orleans-style modular home designed to be placed on blighted and abandoned properties, and he did it way before Katrina. For this project, Norhan, working with artist colleague Steve Ulness, applied his architectural skills to the creation of what some might describe as a modular mutt.
We actually cut it up. We cut the legs and we cut the tail, and we rejigged it so that it could stand up on its hind legs. The tail could look like it's wagging. The arms could look like that it's in a parade-like position next to a float. And the dog has beads in its mouth, as if a person threw beads at the dog. And so we titled the dog, Throw Me Something, Mister.
And maybe for many an artist that would be enough, but not for Norhan. He has an extra dimension.
The dog is painted with two types of paint. One is an iridescent paint and one is an interference paint. And they're both very special types of paint. So when you look at the paint, the dog will change colors at different angles. And that's the iridescent paint. So obviously the three colors are purple, green, and gold. But what I wanted to do was be able to increase the color spectrum, the way color travels between two points of the spectrum, and that's the iridescent paint. And then there's interference paint on top of that. There's 61 words and phrases on this dog. So Le Bon Temps Brûlé, that would be one. And those words are on interference paint, which is titanium-coated mica flakes. So depending on different angles, you'll see it in different colors as you travel or look around the dog. But at distances, you won't see that paint and you won't see those words. So as you approach the dog, you will be rewarded by seeing these words.
So here's a thought for a summer activity when the kids are driving you crazy or you've got guests in town and you need to show them around. Right after the 4th of July, the 6th in fact, you'll be able to take them over to Lafayette Square, each with a pen and a pad in hand. Get them to write all 61 words and phrases down. It will take a while. Tell them the first one to finish picks the ice cream store or snowball stand of their choice. I know it's stretching the keep them occupied routine to the hilt, but let's face it, it may be the best we can do in the dog days of summer. For more information about the SPCA's Paws on Parade project and the Throw Me Something, Mr. Dog installation, go to WWNO.org or NOLAVIE.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.